how far you've come, even just since last year, is pretty evident out there on the bridge.
Yeah, definitely. I think this coaching staff, you know, from the defense to the offense coaches, it's phenomenal. It's going awesome. Having a guy like Al Saunders coaching me and his son, Coach Bob, and obviously Hugh, the background of, you know, the offensive side of the ball that those guys have, it's awesome. It's awesome every day to come to work. I wake up at 5:45, and I'm ready to go, you know, because it's exciting. You know, I'm getting better. We all are. And I really appreciate the way it's going right now and continuing to grow.
Hugh Jackson talked about recently how you've really committed to making the change to be a receiver and really invested yourself in that. Do you almost feel a little reciprocation with your organization as well, their, you know, commitment to, you know, seeing you through making this transition?
I don't even call it transition no more. I feel like I'm out. I'm there. You know, I already transitioned. You know, it's just now continuing to get better at my craft and try to be the best I can be and do the things every single day to be the best player. Like Coach Al says to us in our meeting room, to all the receivers, to be the best that you can be, better than the players in the room, player in the league, player in the division. So that's just. Obviously, you know, there's great players around the league. There's great players in our room, and it's not to always be like that. But you got to have that mindset that you want to be the best every single day. And that's how all of us, we go out there like brothers, and we go out there and we help each other and make sure, you know, we work hard.
Was there a point where you felt like the transition was over?
I mean, now I feel like I'm on the end where, you know, now I'm really working on the skill, you know, the details of running the routes and stuff like that. I feel great out there. It's definitely like second nature now. There's certain particular routes that I'd like to do better, and you want to get reps in, and that's going to come with time. I mean, it's my first off season as a receiver. I mean, it hasn't even been a year yet since I did it, but obviously there's things that I want to keep on working on, and I will, and I'll get a lot better at it.
What do you take it that Hartline was released a couple of days ago?
I look at Hartline as a leader in that room, you know. So anytime you lose a veteran guy like that, you feel for him, and you know it's a business, and you know that Coach Jackson and Sashi and the guys that make those decisions, you know, they're going to make the best decision for our team. So that's really all I have for that.
How far have you come? I mean, do you really notice yourself out there, like, so much better than you were when you were trying to do this last year when you just first started it?
Ten times. I mean, it's to me, you know, I look at the film and it amazes me, you know, just and I really give that to Coach Saunders, you know, because just sitting there and doing extra meeting time with him and him really breaking down certain routes to me and how he wants them ran and it's awesome. You know, it's just continuing, and, you know, I definitely give myself a little credit because of the hard work, you know, day in and day out that I do in the off season and just my want, you know, to be great. You know, we're all dealing, you're in this room, you know, it's changed. Just this team's changed. I mean, you're dealing with a lot of alpha males, guys that it's just alpha males, you know. We want to be the best at what we're doing, and it's going awesome.
Work with anybody, you know, who we saw some pictures in the last offseason when you first made the transition. So you had an entire offseason kind of know that you're in your receiver. Did you do anything different this offseason? Did you work with anyone different?
I did a lot of stuff with Randy, Randy Moss, and I think he's great for me. But obviously, you know, from meeting Coach Saunders and Coach Hugh, you know, they want stuff done a little differently than what he did. So I'm going to have to go and show, you know, tell him what they want and explain that this next time we get to break. And, you know, we'll go from there. But besides that, no. I mean, I've just been doing a lot of breathing under, you know, swimming. I think that's helped my body off a lot, trying to stay off the ground a lot and running on the ground a lot, doing different things like that, riding a bicycle. And just doing different things, you know, just have that aerobic activity, you know, and lengthening my muscles and my breathing, I guess.
Dave Gordon said today that, you know, the new coaching staff had Justin Gilbert change his stance. So I'm wondering, you know, when you say Hugh and Al Saunders want things done a little differently, was there any, like, one big thing like that that they wanted you to tweak or adjust?
No, not really. I think it's – it's pretty standard, you know, how they want us to run our routes. We want to be fast as possible coming off the line, play fast. If we don't catch the ball, go block for your teammate. It's just changed. It's definitely changed around here. You can see a difference, and I mean, that's really it. You know, just run as fast as you can every single time. Run, whether it's a run, a pass, it doesn't matter. And just play Browns football. And they're really showing us how to play.
Did you envision that when you came back this year, you would be one of the most veteran receivers on this football team?
I didn't even think of it like that. I call Andrew Hawkins I call him Pops. You know, I call him my dad Pops Hawkins. So. We still got him in there, Marlon. So we got some guys in there, but I see where you're going with it. But, you know, I definitely try to help the younger guys like Corey and Higgins and Lou. You know, guys, I definitely do because I still have that quarterback mentality in me, you know, and I know what the quarterbacks want. You know, I speak to RG and Josh and the other guys a lot. So I try to spread a little knowledge that I have.
Draft day when they drafted four receivers, what went through your mind at that point?
You know, I've been in competition and competitive battles, you know, my whole life. You know, I don't really look at that. I look at it, how are we going to get better? It's going to be competition no matter what. Wherever you're at, if you're the best in the league, you still got to compete. Nothing's just from knowing Hugh, being around him drafting me, I know nothing's given. You have to go take it. So that's just what it is, and it is what it is.
What were your impressions of Griffin when he was kind of coming through college and coming up in the pros? What do you see right now?
All I can tell you is this guy, I mean, I'll probably walk out here right now, and RG will be over by himself doing some stuff, you know, working on his craft. He's amazing. It's nothing from what you hear in the past and stuff. The guys, he's a leader, just like all the other quarterbacks, great leader. And I'm very we're happy to have him and being on the same team as him. You know, he shows us the true definition of a leader along with the other guys, and we appreciate that.
Do you envision the Mohamed Sanu role, and would you embrace that?
I envision what Coach Hugh wants me to do. Every time I touch the field, practice, game, I'm going to bring high energy, high effort, and I just really want to go beat up on some corners, you know. Catch the ball over them, run past them, catch the ball, stiff arm, whatever. It doesn't matter.
The Pittsburgh game, you made a big play on the sidelines. Is that the Pittsburgh game?
I believe so, yeah.
Does it? I mean, when you make a play like that after all of what you went through last year, coming and going, did that make it? I mean, you made a lot of big plays as a quarterback, but did that leave you with anything like this is just the taste of what's going to come?
You can look at it like that. I mean, you can look at it. I mean, athlete being an athlete and showing athleticism is never going to go away. You know, if you're an athlete, you're going to be able to show it. So I just try to. There's obviously things that I need to fix, you know, coming from last year, and I did, and I'm just going to continue to get better.
Do you feel yourself kind of like thinking less out there?
I don't think at all. I just think I stare down the corner, stare down the ball, and the ball snap. I'm coming at you full speed, and I'm thinking I'm getting open every time. That's just my mentality now, and I truly believe that. And when I see the ball in the air, I'm going to go get it.
Do you stay in contact, or have you talked to Josh Gordon recently, and if so, how's he doing, and how committed is he to trying to get back here?
Last I've talked to him was about, I can't even recall, but I know he was working out. I talked to him, and he's in a good place, and he's doing well, so I'm definitely proud of Josh.
Well, did you ever reach a point last season when you were trying out for teams where you maybe thought it wasn't going to work out?
Nah, never, because I know when I was playing here and before camp, I believe if I didn't get hurt, I would be here. I definitely would have. But that's the past. Let's talk about this era right now with Coach Hugh here and the great teammates I have now who I'm looking to go to work with tomorrow and in the future.
Pretty good.
It looks like Hugh understands. Well, of course, we know he would understand it, but it looks like he's really ready to utilize you in different ways and get creative with you and do all kinds of things with you. How excited are you about playing multiple roles?
You know, Mary, I mean, just whatever coach wants us to do, we're going to do. He's such a great coach, just an ambassador of, you know, as a head coach, ambassador of football, you know. And I'll leave you guys with this. If, you know, he's teaching us to play with grit, to play with the nasty tenacity, being tough and physical. And that's how Brown's got to play. And I'm proud of the guys right now. Even at spring ball, you'd think we're going into a game next week the way we're playing, with such grit and such just that mental, the strength that we're going in with. So I'm proud of everybody on the team, and I look forward to tomorrow. We're just going to keep taking it step by step, getting 1% better every day, and that's all we could do right now.